and Democrats may be forced to abandon state and local aid as leaders negotiate last-ditch relief plan. First, we'll take a look at the numbers this afternoon from the Odessa American, Ector County, 10,747. ECISD daily cases, 15 students, 6 staff. Midland County, 8,564 confirmed, 119 deaths. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram is reporting today improvements with Midland Memorial Hospital, saying that in a report from Midland Health, in the COVID critical care unit, it was down to 22 of 31 rooms, 71%, which is well below the 78% 7-day average. Also an 83% occupancy percentage on the regular COVID floor, below the 85% 7-day average. 28% occupancy of total rooms by COVID patients, down from the 29% 7-day average. 4 straight days of occupancy rates by COVID patients below 30% compared to total rooms. Before December 11th, Midland Health reported 29 straight days of percentages of 30% or higher. A 25.5% positivity rate from tests that took place Sunday, lower than the rate the last 3 weeks, 30.4% from the week ending November 28th. 27.8% from the week ending December 5th, and 26.2% from the week ending December 12th. From the Texas Tribune, Texas new cases decreased by 1,132 confirmed cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 14th, 8,771 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations in Texas increased by 514 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 14th, 9,304 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths in Texas increased by 9 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 14th, 26 new deaths were reported. Now here are coronavirus briefs for this Tuesday. The death toll from the coronavirus topped 300,000 in the United States on Monday, a somber milestone that came on an otherwise celebratory day as health workers around the country received the first doses of a long-awaited vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech. Meanwhile, the FDA is likely to authorize another vaccine candidate as soon as Friday, and the U.S. is preparing to ship almost 6 million doses of the Moderna vaccines to 3,285 locations in the first week. Federal officials said they expect 20 million Americans to get the first of the 2 required vaccine doses by the end of the year. A historic crush of e-commerce packages is threatening to overwhelm U.S. Postal Service operations just weeks before Christmas and Senate runoff elections in Georgia, according to agency employees and postal industry tracking firms. Walgreens will put ultra-cold freezers at about 100 sites to store COVID-19 vaccine, company official says. More than 30% of people in Japan want the 2021 Olympics canceled, survey finds. Now here are some short articles. One of the first doctors to receive vaccine says dialogue about health disparities is a pandemic silver lining. From CNN's Adrian Vogt. New York physician Dr. Yves Durasso, one of the first healthcare workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S., said he received the vaccine on live television yesterday because he thinks it's important to be a role model for others. Durasso, the chair of emergency medicine at Lenox Hill Hospital, said he was sending a message as both a leader and physician who has seen patients suffer from COVID-19, as well as to communicate to communities who are maybe reluctant to take the vaccination. There are communities that have suffered disproportionately, and it's very important that they also realized the need to take the vaccination, he said to CNN's Poppy Harlow. Just 20% of Black Americans and 26% of Hispanics said they wanted a coronavirus vaccine right away, according to a survey out today from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Durasso said a silver lining of the pandemic is that the country is having a conversation about health care disparities. We have to reach out to not just minorities, but rural areas. We have to make sure that everyone is included, and we're talking about health care disparities in ways that we've never spoken about them, he said. He said he's feeling great nearly 24 hours after getting the vaccine. As someone who lost a family member to the virus, he warned people to not let up on social distancing measures and other guidelines. U.S. Surgeon General says he is worried about vaccine skepticism among minority groups, from CNN's Shelby Lynn Erdman. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said Monday he is worried about vaccine skepticism among minority communities, but is working to help overcome it. Nothing has been in my heart more than this issue over the past several weeks to months, Adams told CNN. I've been working with Pfizer, with Moderna, with AstraZeneca, with Johnson & Johnson to make sure we have appropriate numbers of minorities enrolled in these vaccine trials so that people can understand that they are safe. Adams said he's working with leaders in the minority community, including faith leaders and fraternities and sororities. There are tens of thousands of black and brown people dying every year because they are distrustful of the system, in many cases rightly so, but also because they're not getting the facts to help restore their trust in the system, he said. Adams said he's heartened to see the numbers increasing among Americans who say they'll get the vaccine when it becomes available. History behind distrust. Adams emphasized that there are now independent review boards and regulations to protect against incidents like the Tuskegee experiment. Between 1932 and 1972, black men in the Tuskegee syphilis study were deliberately left untreated so doctors could study the natural course of the disease, which can damage the organs as it progresses, including the brain, other nerves, eyes, and heart. The last responders of morgues and funeral homes are battling a surge of U.S. deaths. From Cindy Luce, Kaiser Health News. As COVID-19 has spread from big cities to rural communities in the United States, it has stressed not only local hospitals, but also what some euphemistically call last responders. The crush has overwhelmed morgues, funeral homes, and religious leaders across the U.S. and has changed the rituals of honoring the dead. Chad Towner, CEO of St. Joseph Health System, which has two hospitals in northern Indiana, said that there were recently four deaths in an afternoon. A priest approached me to say he'd been asked to provide last rites to three patients in 1 hour, Towner said, adding that moving bodies from the hospital morgue has been a slower process than usual. Morticians and funeral homes are overflowing as well. Families that are sick or quarantined at the time of the loved one's death often can't work with us on a transfer, meaning bodies are here longer. The entire system is stressed to the tipping point, Towner said. In Montana, the Billings Clinic, which has just over two morgue spaces, has dealt with 80 COVID-19 deaths, including seven on the weekend after Thanksgiving. Chief Nursing Officer Lori Smith said the hospital is at capacity despite adding beds by converting office space and building an addition. The hospital, which currently has 335 beds, so far has handled the additional deaths through what she has called a sad partnership with funeral homes, which have been quickly picking up bodies the hospital can't store. The hospital does its best to allow relatives to say goodbye, but that often involves family members standing at an interior window outside the patient's room, using a computer tablet to communicate their last words. Typical congressional hymns are pretty much gone, as are choirs. We are using mostly recordings, sometimes a soloist, said Spitzer. Funeral home directors who pride themselves on spending time comforting grieving families say they are so busy that some days they have to rush out from one funeral to begin the next one. Families are being robbed of the whole funeral rite experience and losing the support of having friends and family around them, said Shauna Kzo-Miotke, of Fisdell Funeral Home in Webster, South Dakota. Native communities have not only been among the hardest hit with COVID-19 illnesses and deaths, but their grieving rituals have been among the most seriously disrupted. Normally, a funeral is a 2 or 3 day process with hundreds of people, said Josiah Huggs, a Crow tribal member who is the outreach coordinator for Billings Urban Indian Health and Wellness Center. Now there is no time to tell stories about the person. Not a lot of singing and praying. I've been to 3 recent COVID-19 funerals and everything was at the burial site with maybe 30 people sitting in their cars and not getting out. Most Americans will likely get a COVID-19 vaccine, survey finds, from CNN's Virginia Langmaid and Annie Grayer. Some 71% of Americans say they will definitely or probably get a COVID-19 vaccine, according to a survey out today from the Kaiser Family Foundation. But Black Americans, people living in rural areas, and Republicans are more hesitant about getting the shots. A third of those surveyed said they want to get a vaccine as soon as possible, while 39% said they would wait and see how initial vaccination goes before getting a vaccine themselves. The nonprofit health research group polled 1,676 adults for the survey, which the group is launching as the COVID-19 Vaccine Monitor and plans to update regularly. About 15% of respondents said they would definitely not get a COVID-19 vaccine. The group is disproportionately made up of Republicans and of people with no more than a high school level education, Kaiser said in a statement. Some 9% of those surveyed, mostly essential workers, reported they would get a vaccine only if they were required by work, school, or other parts of their lives. The survey also looked at motivations behind vaccine hesitancy and found that the groups that are the most vaccine hesitant are Republicans, 30 to 39 year olds, rural Americans, and Black Americans. Some Black adults are hesitant for reasons that could change with more information. For example, 71% of those who say they won't get vaccinated say a major reason is that they are worried about possible side effects, which are expected to be mild. And half, 50%, say they worry they could get COVID-19 from the vaccine, KFF said. For Republicans, 57% of those surveyed chose the risks of COVID-19 are being exaggerated as a major reason they definitely or probably would not get a vaccine. Many Americans who are hesitant are simply reserving judgment before they are ready to get vaccinated. However, nearly 1 in 4 Republicans don't want to get vaccinated because they don't believe COVID poses a serious threat, said Molly Ann Brody, executive vice president with the Kaiser Family Foundation. It will be a real challenge to undo COVID denialism among this slice of President Trump's political base. Democrats may be forced to abandon state and local aid as leaders negotiate last-ditch relief plan. From CNN's Claire Foran, Manu Raju, and Ted Barrett. Congressional leaders are engaged in last-ditch negotiations to secure a long-awaited COVID-19 relief deal, with expectations growing that Democrats will have to accept a more narrow agreement than they originally pushed for in order to get the package done. With Capitol Hill leaders racing to finalize a massive spending bill to keep the government open past Friday, there were clear signs on Monday that Democrats would be forced to abandon a push for at least $160 billion in aid to cash-strapped states and cities in order to get a bipartisan agreement with some relief provisions that could be added to the measure. Democratic leaders. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer both refused to say that the aid was a red line for them in the talks. During a 22-minute phone call Monday evening, Pelosi told Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin that the GOP insistence to include lawsuit protection for businesses and other entities remain an obstacle to getting an agreement on state and local aid, since Republicans have demanded the two be tied together. and two senior Democratic sources briefed on the talks told CNN that it appears unlikely that state and local aid will make it into a pandemic relief package. Republicans will only accept state and local aid if it is paired with liability protections for businesses and others faced with potential lawsuits during the pandemic, which Democrats have not wanted to support. If the aid is ultimately dropped from the plan, it would amount to a major concession from Democrats who have advanced roughly $1 trillion for aid to states and cities as part of a $3 trillion plus plan that passed the House in May and that the Senate never considered. And that is your coronavirus update for this Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. Up next, we'll bring you Sounds of the Season with Christmas music to take us to 2 o'clock, at which time we'll bring you national news from USA Today. And then at 3, our local news broadcast, here are some of the articles our volunteers are reading today. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, numbers showing less COVID impact on Midland Memorial Hospital and the region. City. Council may give $1 million to businesses hurt by pandemic. City. Two MISD board seats to be decided today. From the Odessa American. Runoff decision coming this Tuesday. Didn't vote early? Get to the polls on election day in local races. Local organization helps families in need. And Avalos, Barber, and Phillips mourned. Attorneys, OC art professor, remembered as exemplary professionals. Those articles and more coming up at 3 o'clock, and at 6, more news from the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back with more coronavirus updates tomorrow afternoon at 1. In the meantime, be well and have a great day.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
West Campus Testing Site extends hours. Midland Health has received funding from the city that will allow extended hours for COVID-19 testing at Midland Memorial Hospital West Campus. The testing site will operate 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. Anyone who has been exposed or is symptomatic can call 68 Nurse 686-8773 to make an appointment at the drive-through testing site. The test is free for those who are scheduled. Insurance information will be collected from those who are insured, according to the release.
If you're a do-it-yourselfer, don't let physical challenges limit your imagination. Each week, the guys on The Blind Handyman answer questions and offer tips on home maintenance and upgrades. The Blind Handyman, direct from Lufkin, Texas. Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at noon, and Sunday nights at 11 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 47 with haze. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudy, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will never hear. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak.
Your baby boy is Lord of all creation.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy
is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child you're holding
is the great I am. Mary, did you know?
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, boy loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if Santa Claus comes tonight.
Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear. Bows of party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Boys. No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it. Now, wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
mine.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
my father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well, maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat.
Well,
your hair
you.
Looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Pass your lips, look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grabbed.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
story.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia, you
I
die.
Really can't stay.
Get over that old love.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Well, that took a lot of convincing.
make my way back home. The snow turned into
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Two-faced, unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chillin', we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Just
we'll be right back. outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. How I'll hate going out in the storm. My dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Nelly wants a picture book, get a good red. Now I think I'll
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 48 with haze. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading articles from today's USA Today, Tuesday, December 15th, 2020.